avanti, presto, presto!
La più chiara!
Presto, presto! Incrocio tutto questo!
Il vittorio!
Il bello!
I quanti! Presto! Presto!
Presto, presto!
Presto, presto!
I cavalli sullo mento, abbinate a cacar!
Presto, 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 presto!
Presto, 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 presto!
Che mare, che stordimento, è una casa da impazzare!
La crozza!
È una casa da impazzare, si da impazzare!
Presto, presto, presto!
I cavalli, la crozza,
presto, 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 presto!
Good evening, this is Daryl Snodgrass. We're coming to you live from the Clark Opera Memphis Center with a preview of Opera Memphis' upcoming production of Gaetano Donizetti's opera Don Pasquale. You've just heard the Opera Memphis chorus in a scene from Act Two, where the servants are preparing for the arrival of their new mistress. They were accompanied by Assistant Artistic Director of Opera Memphis, Stephen Carey. Don Pasquale performs March 31st and April 3rd at the Orpheum Theater. For tickets, call 257-3100 or visit operamemphis.org. Don Pasquale is a romantic comedy telling the story of Norina, a young widow, and Ernesto, her true love. Standing in the way of their happiness is Don Pasquale, who wants his nephew Ernesto to marry a rich spinster rather than the penniless Norina. When Ernesto refuses, the elderly Don Pasquale decides to get himself married and disinherit Ernesto. Their mutual friend, Dr. Malatesta, knowing that Pasquale will never see reason, concocts a plan to arrange a fake marriage. He will present Norina as his own sister, raised in a convent, and the perfect match for Pasquale. In the next number, Malatesta presents the plan to Norina, who is worried that they will not have time to bring Ernesto up to speed before they begin their plot. Malatesta reassures her and gives her advice on how to act. Norina suggests being haughty or emotional, and Malatesta tells her instead to play the simple country girl, La Simplicita.
Sapete se d'Ernesto sono amico e belli voglio. Voi sapete se ben gli voglio. Solo tenni il nostro imbroglio, no, ma squale corbellar. Solo tende il nostro imbroglio, Don Pasquale corbellar. Voi sapete se d'Ernesto sono amico e ben li voglio. Lo sapete, lo sapete. Solo tende il nostro imbroglio, Don Pasquale corbellar. Don Pasquale, Don Pasquale, Don Pasquale corbellar. Solo tende, solo tende, solo tende a corbellar. Don Pasquale a corbellar. Solo tende, solo Solo tende Don Pasquale, solo tende a corbellar.
Siamo intesi, prendo impegno.
Io la parte ora vinso. La parte non è questa.
Oh, da piangere.
No, 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 no.
Oh, credo.
La parte non è questa, non è questa, non è questa, non è questa. State un poco, ora ascoltar. Convien far la semplicetta.
La semplicetta? La semplicetta?
Con la parte che vi insegno.
Posso in questo dar lezione?
Con lo torto poco stretta.
Or proviamo questa alterazione.
Or proviamo questa alterazione.
Mi vergogno.
Brava, brava, brava. Brava, brava, briconcella, va benissimo così, brava, 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 così, così, ma brava, ma brava, ma va benissimo così, brava, 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 ma briconcella, briconcella, va benissimo così. Collo torto, torto. Brava! Poca stretta, stretta.
Così!
Brava!
Vado!
Si corriamo al gran cimento.
Pieno il cuore, se bello il cuore da te.
Si corriamo, gran cimento, pieno il cuore, pieno il cuore, d'ardimento, la saeta fra non molto sentiremo a disoviar.
Ma che bella questa volta da girar,
questa volta, questa volta da girar, a quel vecchio bella testa, questa volta da girar, a quel vecchio bella testa, questa volta da girar. La saeta sentiremo di scoppiar, la saeta sentiremo di scoppiar. Poco pensa Don Pasquale che può contemporar, si prepari questo punto sul suo capo rovesciar, che va contemporale si prepari questo punto sul suo capo rovesciar. Brava,
grazie, grazie,
va benissimo così, bene, brava,
grazie, grazie,
brava, brava, signor sì, va benissimo così, va benissimo così, va sentire.
In that duet, Malatesta was sung by Matthew Wirth, and Norina was sung by Monica Yunus. Fans of our Saturday afternoon broadcast from the Met have heard Monica many times over the past few years in The Magic Flute, Don Giovanni, Suora Angelica, and several others, with the most recent being The Enchanted Island. And we're pleased to have a few moments to speak with her now. Hello, Monica. Thanks
Hi.
For coming in. This is your first time singing at Opera Memphis, but I understand you do have some ties to the area.
I do. I have some family members who are Memphians. My godmother, who happens to be in the audience tonight, she is a Memphian. So yes, I have some nice ties here, and a little further afield in Tennessee. Both my parents went to Vanderbilt, so I know a little bit about Tennessee, and glad to be back in Memphis.
Tell us about this role, about Norina. What do you find especially enjoyable or challenging about it?
Norina, this is probably one of my favorite roles. First of all, it's, you know, it's of the bel canto style, which literally means beautiful singing. So, you know, when you think opera, I hope you think beautiful singing, and at least that's what the cast is trying to do here, is sing beautifully. So there is, you know, there's a lot to love about this opera. It's very funny. It's the sort of, you know, rom-com of opera, and it's a quick and fun 2 hours, and Norina is a particularly spitfire type of character. She's a little wily, a lot of fun, and, you know, as she says in her opening aria, you know, I like to have fun, I like to play a good joke, I like to, you know, I enjoy life, and, you know, I know the things about love that can sort of make a man be bent around my little finger.
Now, I understand that in addition to singing, of course, all over the world, you're also co-founder of an organization called Sing for Hope.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, Sing for Hope, basically what we are is an artist Peace Corps. We're over 700 professional artists, not just opera singers, but dancers, instrumentalists, videographers, Broadway singers of all kinds. And we're based in New York. And what we do is we volunteer our time and talent to communities in need. So we have a lot of professional artists who go into hospitals. We have schools programs. And we also, one of our largest, most branded public art project in New York was called Sing for Hope's Pop-Up Pianos. So last summer, we put 88 pianos on the streets of New York.
I remember hearing about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we had different visual artists. Each piano was painted and beautified by a different visual artist. And then all of those pianos were put on the streets of New York in all five boroughs for anyone and everyone to play outside for 2 weeks. Yes, they got covered up in case it rained. There was a little tarp that got put over there. Don't worry about the pianos. They had a little tarp, and we had little piano buddies with each piano. And then at the end of those 2 weeks, they were donated to the schools and hospitals we work with. So it really continues that that transformative power of the arts and making sure that those pianos have a life after their street residency.
I think there's some YouTube videos of those pianos.
There are plenty of YouTube videos about it, and it's amazing to come to New York during that time and sort of see just spontaneous music making, not just in places like Times Square, but all over. I mean, the Central Park. I mean, we had places all over the city, and not just Manhattan, but again, in all five boroughs. So it really was the best of spontaneous music making in New York.
Yeah, what a great project.
Thank you.
Now I understand that, of course, you've had a very successful career, but you started very young, didn't you?
I did.
You were actually in the children's chorus.
I was. That's how I got hooked on opera. I was a kid who didn't stop singing. I would sing to the birds in my driveway. And so my mom figured, well, we better do something about this, otherwise she's probably going to drive me crazy. So she was very wise, and she brought me to an opera singer, and I started taking lessons when I was 11, in conjunction with her driving me from New Jersey to New York once a week to be in the children's chorus at the Met. So we had rehearsals once a week, and she made that commitment to drive me, and that's how I got started in opera. I just was in a... I think the first show was actually Botzek, which is kind of a downer. I know, it's kind of a miracle that I still like opera. But anyway, but nothing against Botzek, but it's not really my cup of tea. But that being said, I did really enjoy the art form, and so I became hooked and went on to be in sort of happier operas like La Boheme and things like that, where, you know. So yeah, that's where I got the bug, and it's one of those things where you're on stage, especially as a child, it's so overwhelming. I mean, there's a conductor, and there's, you know, this massive orchestra, and there are costumes, and there are people running around on stage all over, and there's a lot going on, and it's very magical. So I was hooked, and here I am.
What do you got coming up next?
Next, I actually am doing a concert, a symphonic oratorio by the Grammy Award-winning composer, newly Grammy Award-winning composer, Bob Aldrich, and it's called Parables, and that's at University of Minnesota. So that's where I go next.
You know, I'm always curious when I talk to someone who has done a lot of roles. Are there any roles that, that you want to do that you haven't had a chance to do?
Well,
Ned.
Can't he? I would like to do Lucia, actually. you all heard it here, folks. You all heard it here. Yeah. Oh, we all heard it too. Good, great. So yes, I would love to do Lucia. Yeah, that's on my wish list, as well as Fille de Regiment and Rose and Cavalier Sophie. So there's okay, lots so on my wish list.
Still many
Absolutely.
Things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Monica, this has been a great treat. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Monica Eunice. And returning to the opera, our next selection is the final portion of the Act One finale. Malatesta has brought Norina to Pasquale, pretending that she is his sister. She tells Pasquale that her favorite pastimes are sewing, cooking, embroidery, and sitting quietly. Pasquale is smitten and orders a notary to write up the marriage contract. Malatesta has seen this coming and brought his cousin Carlotto to pretend to be a notary. He creates a fake wedding contract that promises Norina half of Pasquale's wealth and stipulates that all of the servants should treat her as the one in charge. They are interrupted by Ernesto, who is brought in on the plan by Malatesta. Once the contract is signed, Norina's attitude flips 180 degrees. She declares that she will need far more servants, furs, and jewelry, and that Ernesto will need to accompany her to the theater since Pasquale is far too old. As the saying goes, be careful what you wish for. Don Pasquale is sung by Stefano DiPeppo, Ernesto is sung by Brandon McReynolds, and the notary is sung by Jeremiah Johnson. We begin the selection with the entrance of Ernesto.
Indietro, indietro, malscatoni!
Ernesto!
Ernesto, e non sa niente!
Indietro, indietro!
Trovi morto!
Mio nipote!
Io voglio entrare!
Non sa niente!
Mascalzoni!
Ma
tu per
avere!
Partir, signore, vengo per dirvi addio, e come un malfattore mi vien conteso entrare.
Sera in faccende, giunto però voi siete in punto a fare il matrimonio, mancava un testimonio. Giunto voi siete in punto, or venga la sposina.
Chi vedo?
Per carità.
O ciel.
Sta zitto.
Norina.
Ci vuol precipitar.
Mi sembra di sognar.
La sposa è questa.
Ma questo non può star.
Figliuolo mi far scene, figliuolo mi far scene, e tutto per tuo bene, tutto per tuo bene. Se vuoi Norina perdere, non hai che seguitar.
Figliuolo
mi far scene, figliuolo mi far scene,
e
tutto per tuo bene, tutto per tuo bene. Se vuoi Norina perdere, fai seguitar, seguitar.
Sarà
seguitare
la bocca d'oro
c'è, questo contratto adunque si farà l'ultimar. Siete marito e moglie.
Mi sento lì, che far? Carina!
Adagio un poco, calmate quel gran fuoco. Si chiede breve licenza.
Me l'accordate?
No.
E c'è da ridere, impertinente, partite subito, immantinente, via fuori di casa.
Ahimè, ma di villani rustici che tollerar non so.
dottore?
Don Pasquale.
È un'altra?
Son di sare.
Che dir vorrà?
Sentire, non mi farò.
Un uom qual voi decrepito, qual voi pesante e grasso, condur non può una giovane decentemente spasso. Bisogno d'un braciere sarà mio cavaliere.
A questo poi scusatemi, a questo non può star.
Non può star perché?
Perché non voglio.
Non lo volete?
No!
No!
No.
Questo non può star.
Non voglio
replicare. Non può.
Taci, per
favore. Io. Voi. Questi sono. Io. Pasquale, è una donna far tremar, bada ben, è una donna a far tremar. Alla mia gente.
Tornasi un altro imbroglio.
Tre in tutto? farci onore.
Poi quanto avrà finito?
Non è finito ancora. Il legno paio sia domani in scuderia. Quanti cavalli e poi lascia scelto voi.
Poi quando avrà finito?
Non ho finito ancora.
Bene.
Meglio.
La casa è mal disposta.
La casa?
Lavori di far di posta.
Avete ancora finito?
Bene.
Ancora meglio.
Altre cose. Che meglio.
Che se ne parla. Che te ne parla. Che te ne parla. Avete ancora finito?
Tutte le cose in regola.
Cominciano anche già.
Ci facciam burlar.
Chi paga?
Oh, bella, voi.
A dirla qui fra noi. Non pago mica. No, solo non son padrone.
Mi fate compassione, il padrone mi ha un comando.
Sorella.
Orrore del mondo.
Bene.
Siete migliori.
Sorella.
Vero, v'ho sposato.
Meglio.
Siete migliori.
Per io.
Cognato.
Voi se la siete
fatta.
Io sono qui il padrone.
Prudenza, 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 prudenza.
Vigliano, il
nonno. Io son tradito, beffeggiato. Mille fuori dentro il petto. Questo inferno anticipato non lo voglio sopportare. Non lo voglio sopportare.
Sono caro.
Siete un poco.
La casa è mal disposta,
sì.
Sono antica gli mobili,
sì.
Un pranzo per 50,
sì.
Un sarto, un gioielliere, la casa, il pranzo, sì,
fa,
sì,
fa, fa, sì. Fa.
Son tradito, beffeggiato.
Andate un po' a vedere.
Mille fuori dentro il petto.
Io mi ha guardato il letto.
Sound effects. Nice. We're coming to you live from the Clark Opera Memphis Center with a preview of Opera Memphis' upcoming production of Gaetano Donizetti's opera Don Pasquale. Don Pasquale performs March 31st and April 3rd at the Orpheum Theater. For tickets, call 257-3100 or visit operamemphis.org. Stefano De Peppo, who is singing Don Pasquale, joins us now. Stefano is a native Italian who grew up singing in the children's chorus of the famous La Scala Opera House and now sings the great comic roles of the Italian rep all over the country and throughout the world. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Buonasera.
You grew up around opera singers at one of the most famous opera houses in the world. Can you tell us what that was like?
Well, definitely was a turning point in my life. I was actually when I was like 4, 5, or 6, I don't remember it very well, but my sisters tell me that I used to play always, do you remember those antiques called records?
Oh, I do recall exactly. That, yes.
I used to play them and sing along with them all the time, and they were really very annoyed. And then eventually, when I was in Milan and at elementary school, by accident, I was chosen to be part of the children's chorus at La Scala. It's funny that that...
I know, Monica, it's sort of a theme exactly, we
yeah,
have here.
I think that was the thing here, to just hire singers who had been in the children's chorus previously. And so I was chosen to be part of the children's chorus. I was there for 7 years, till nature made it impossible to be part of that chorus. And definitely, I mean, I fell in love with opera, and I remember the first opera for me was Pagliacci, and I was so blessed to see singers of, you know, international fame like Birgit Nilsson, Di Stefano, Mirella Freni, Pavarotti, Domingo. All of them were parts of the operas that I took part to. So for me, it was really fascinating to remember that the first opera, Pagliacci, with a little money, because actually I earned money even at the chorus. They would pay me 1,000 liras, which sounds a lot, but it definitely wasn't, for each rehearsal and show. So I remember that I bought the records of Pagliacci, and I would go back home and listen to Pagliacci. So you can imagine my sisters how happy they were after the previous experience to hear opera. But anyway, that was really... And then I remember that I thought, one day I want to become one of those. So here I am.
Here you are now, absolutely. You often play much older men, usually lusting after younger women. Now, for our listeners who can't see Stefano, imagine an Italian George Clooney who can sing. As a performer, now, what's it like having to transform into these older characters?
Well, thank you for the comparison. Anyway, flattered. I think it's part of the repertoire that I sing, that I've been singing for a few years. Now it's actually, I realize that it's much easier now for makeup artists to make me look like an older man than it used to be 10 years ago. That's life. I think that for me it's a challenge, I think, because I don't really look like an older or a little bit overweight kind of man. So usually men as singers who are blessed with this kind of physique, they, let's say, that have already on stage, they somehow look the part. I don't really looked, perhaps now a little bit more, the part. So for me, it's important to try to find a real good balance between singing well and also acting in a credible way, that so people can really see an older man chasing a young, attractive girl.
Comedy certainly is a universal language. A lot of Italian operas are filled with puns and wordplay that don't necessarily come across if we don't know the language that well. Are there any jokes of that kind in Don Pasquale that you think are particularly clever or fun?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind is definitely the name of the doctor, my friend, and who's the pivot part of the plot, who puts everything together. His name is Malatesta, and Malatesta in English means bad head. So I don't know if it refers to hair or what, but I think that I don't know if he actually is really that friend, such a good friend of Pasquale. And also, it's funny, in a moment of the opera, when Malatesta, the doctor, comes to Don Pasquale's house to tell him that he found a girl that is possibly going to be the perfect match for him, Pasquale asks him, so what's her family name? And he tells him Malatesta. So he asks him, is by any chance a relative of yours? And he says, well, more or less, in a very vague way. And then eventually he tells him that it's his sister. So also I guess that Norina, which perhaps is not as nice to Pasquale as she should have been, is also part of the bad head family.
There are many of those, I know.
Yeah.
Stefano, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much.
In the second act, the chorus has a scene where the servants are gossiping about their masters in true Downton Abbey style. Maestro Ari Pelto will rehearse this scene with the Opera Memphis chorus.
Okay, guys. Please stand up. Let's start. We did a little work on this the other day. Let's see what we remember, huh? Good. Not bad. It's great. It's exciting. It can be more. Think about what you were just hearing. This is your new boss, and she described herself in all those great ways. Now your responsibility is to be the caretakers of this house, which has this great spirited woman telling you, you know, move things here, move things there. And your opening line, che interminabile andi rivieni, all this coming and going, not only just loud, it has to be also, this is great fun. I mean, it's so fun to be bossed around by this woman. And it's also great fun to see how the poor Don Pasquale is suffering. And he's running around in at his own speed as well. So let's see if we can capture a little bit of that. Straight from the, che intermina, che intermina. Okay, let's give two bars before.
Che interminabile anni ritieni.
Good, guys.
Che interminabile anni ritieni.
And each of these are orders.
Tutto di là, ton.
Okay, now going on the nephew. The wry smile.
Quel nipotino.
Quas la mestier. Even wryer. What?
Quel nipotino.
Good. And add to that a little bit of criticism. Quel nipotino. Just a little distant. It's the joy of being. References to Downton Abbey, it's the joy of being able to gossip with each other and to criticize and make judgments, as long as nobody's there.
Questa mischieri
che tiene il vecchio
sopra pensieri,
sopra pensieri.
La padroncina.
Good. La padroncina, that's her. Spicy, exciting, demanding, fun. La padroncina, almost like whispering it with excitement. La padroncina, what's she gonna do next? Let's go from the top of the waltz.
Quel nipotino,
Guasta mischieri.
Che nel vecchio
sopra pensieri,
sopra pensieri.
New sound. You made your judgments. The husband isn't worth a damn, and Norina is fun, and the house is in shambles. But now somebody's coming. Zitti, prudenza. New sound. 15.
Zitti, prudenza.
Yeah, but still fun. It's still fun. Silence, quiet. Let's go right on the new
Yes.
But it's still fun. You're not worried, you're not gonna get fired.
Our final selection from Don Pasquale will be another working session with Maestro Pelto, featuring Matthew Wirth as Malatesta and Stefano De Peppo as Don Pasquale. They will be rehearsing the Act II duet between the two men, where they celebrate their plan to rid Pasquale of the wife who has turned out to be so much more than he bargained for.
Aspetta, cara sposina, la mia vendetta già s'avvicina, già ti preme, già t'ha raggiunto, tutto in un punto l'hai da scontar. Vedersi giovine ora giri canna, nel sorrisi teneri, sorbire lacrime, vedersi giovine ora giri teneri, sorbire lacrime, o voglio prendere la mia rivincita, o voglio prendere la mia rivincita, se nella trappola vedere star, se nella trappola vedere star, la mia vendetta già t'ha raggiunto, tutte in un punto l'hai da scontar. Tutte in un punto l'hai da scontar, tutte in un punto l'hai da scontar.
Bravo. Hey, you think you can do it a bit faster?
Why not? Why not?
Let's give it a try. A little try.
Aspetta, cara sposina, la mia vendetta già s'avvicina. Già ti preme, già t'ha raggiunto, tutte in un punto l'hai da scontar. Vedersi giovino raggiri capa, le sorrisi tenere, sorbire lacrime, vedersi giovino raggiri tenere, sorbire lacrime, o voglio prendere la mia rivincita, se nella trappola vedere star, se nella trappola vedere star, la mia vendetta già t'ha raggiunto, tutte in un punto l'hai da scontar, tutte in un punto l'hai da scontar. Tutte in un punto l'hai da scontar. Il poverino sogna vendetta, non sal meschino quel che l'aspetta. In vanno freme, in van s'arrabbia, e chiuso in gabbia non può scappar. In vano cum la progetti capli, in vano cum la progetti capli, non sa che fabbrica che sta allenare. Non veri semplice, non veri semplice, che nella trappola sarà il medesimo, nella trappola sarà il medesimo, se non veri semplice, che nella trappola sarà il medesimo, si va a regatar. In van s'arrabbia, in vano freme, se chiuso in gabbia non può scappar. Se chiuso in gabbia non può scappar, se chiuso in gabbia non può scappar.
Va benone, sono col tempo, sono contento, sono contento.
Quati quati,
quati quati.
Ci appostiamo,
ci appostiamo.
Ti racconto,
o dir possiamo.
Tutto tutto,
tutto tutto, o dir possiamo. Vedrai se giovani di capri, se di tenni, le bambine e lacrime, non sa che bambine vista signori, non reggi semplice, non reggi semplice, non voglio prendere la mia ciabola, non voglio prendere la mia ciabola, se la trappola, non voglio prendere la mia ciabola, se la trappola, non voglio prendere la mia. Aspetta, aspetta.
E chiuso in gabbia.
Ehi. 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 Not bad. I figure since there are two of you singing, you should be able to sing twice as fast as when you sing below. So,
sure, Stefano can.
Yeah, let's try when we get to the both of you. After In Vanu Aku to go even faster.
Great.
Okay? I think we can do it. Yeah. Let's do the bar before La Cacciate. Blah, 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 blah.
Babelone sul tempo. Sono contento, sono contento.
Quanti quanti,
quanti quanti.
Ci appostiamo,
ci appostiamo.
Di là tutto,
o dir possiamo.
Tutto tutto,
tutto tutto, o dir possiamo. Vedrai se giovane non giri capa, le sorrisi delle mie stupide lacrime, vedrai se giovane non giri capa, le sorrisi delle mie stupide lacrime, vedrai se giovane non giri capa, le sorrisi delle mie stupide lacrime, vedrai se giovane non giri capa, le sorrisi delle mie stupide lacrime, vedrai se giovane non giri capa, le sorrisi delle mie stupide lacrime, vedrai se
giovane non giri capa, le sorrisi delle mie stupide lacrime, vedrai se giovane non giri capa, le sorrisi delle mie stupide. E chiuso in gabbia non può scappar. E chiuso in gabbia mai da scappar. E chiuso in gabbia mai da scappar. Mai da scappar. Non può scappar.
Mai da scappar.
Non può scappar.
Mai da scappar.
Dottore.
Don Pasquale.
Mai da scappar.
Thank you, gentlemen. Very, very impressive. Now, to tell us a bit about the next season at Opera Memphis, we have General Director Ned Canty. Ned, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Darryl.
So, this is the end of your first season here as Artistic Director, General Director. How do you think it went?
I'm pretty darn pleased, actually, I have to say. My mother taught me never to brag, but the good thing about this job is I don't have to brag about myself. I can brag about the fantastic artists that we've had here. You know, I think anybody who heard Lee Bissett in her American debut singing Tosca knows what a special event that was, the fact that they'll be able to brag about that for years to come. And, you know, Fledermaus was even more recent. And again, anybody who heard Liz Ryder in that as Adele, I think, was pretty blown away. And I think I've completed the soprano hat trick here with Monica Eunice. So, but, you know, I think the thing that I'm proudest of, the thing that I'm happiest about, is how many people this year saw their very first opera. And you know, as you know, and as many of your listeners know, that's been my personal mission for a long time as a director and as general director. You know, really, that's the thing that gives me the most joy, is getting somebody to come in the door for the first time, to take that step, and to try out this art form, because it's you know, the barriers to entry psychologically are still so high. But we have had hundreds, probably close to 1,000 at this point, by the time we're done with Pasquale, close to 1,000 people seen their first opera this year. So I'm always just tickled by that. And a lot of them, you know, we have a Memphis Grizzlies dancer who came to see Tosca on a bit of a lark. It was on her bucket list to come see an opera, and she's come to see every opera since then and brought friends. So, you know, when I hear stories like that, and, you know, again, it's just, it's not somebody that you normally would think, oh, they're going to be an opera lover. And it's just such a great thing to see that the power of this art form to, you know, to touch anybody.
Can you tell us anything about what's coming up next year?
Oh, Darryl, You know, I've been debating how much to give away, but I think I'm feeling pretty good after listening to that. And gosh, my head is still spinning from hearing how fast they can sing. Mm-hmm. I can't even sing English that fast, let alone Italian. Well, I can say that hypothetically, can I speak in hypotheticals?
You bet.
Until, you know, there's no official announcement. So hypothetically, a great opera to begin the year with would be La Bohème. It's true. An opera that we haven't done in almost a decade here. You can applaud. You know, it's a perfect balance. Obviously, it's a favorite of very many people. It's an opera that we haven't done here in almost a decade. It's an opera that I love. And again, continuing with our strategy this year of creating operas that not only sort of scratch the itch of our longtime fans and supporters, but are great entry points into opera, it seemed like a great way to kick off our year. And it's going to be preceded by a program that we're doing for the very first time that's generously funded by Arts Memphis called 30 Days of Opera. So for the 30 days leading up to opening night of La Boheme, every one of those days, somewhere in the city of Memphis, there will be a free opera-related event in
wow.
different neighborhoods, yes. So we're very excited. And we're very grateful, to Arts Memphis for giving us the seed money. We are still looking for more sponsors. So anybody who is interested in that, anybody who has a space, we already are working with the farmers market. We're going to be at Trolley Night. We're going to be at several other sort of Memphis locations. But we want to spread it out as much as we possibly can. So feel free to email me anytime at ned@operamemphis.org and talk about how you can get involved with that.
All right. That sounds great.
Yeah. Do I have time to talk about the
sure.
rest of the season?
All right.
I will be a little quicker about it. So the second opera after that is going to be Elixir of Love. This is another opera that I think is just a fantastic opera for anybody who is seeing their first opera. It's also an opera that we have not done since 1975, which I sort of found shocking when I got here. It is one of my all-time faves. It's just a wonderful, wonderful opera. And then we're going to close out the season with something else that we have never, ever done before that, so far as I know, no other seasonal opera company like ours has ever done before. And we are going to have a chamber opera festival within our regular season. So in the spring, and this is the first time I've announced this publicly, in the spring of 2013, we're going to be doing two full chamber operas in repertory. So you can see, you know, one on Friday night, one on Saturday night. And in addition, we're going to be doing a number of mini operas. So, you know, 10, 20-minute operas like Menotti's The Telephone or Barber's Hand of Bridge, Lee Hoiby's Bon Appetit, which is a Julia Roberts opera. It's basically an operatic treatment of a Julia Roberts, Julia Childs. Julia Childs. Wrong Julia.
I was looking forward to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's an operatic treatment of a Julia Childs cooking show, and it's charming and delightful. It's one person, it's 25 minutes long. So we're going to be doing a number of those. So, you know, in the course of that week, you could probably see four or five operas, as well as some recitals and some opera karaoke and some other fun things we're going to be doing. So we're trying a lot of new things next year, but we're also doing everything we can to make sure that we are giving our longtime fans and supporters opera of the highest possible caliber.
All right. Well, ambitious season, certainly. And I want to remind everyone that you are going to be on Checking on the Arts not tomorrow, but next Friday to talk about Don Pasquale, and perhaps we'll talk some more about the new season then.
Fantastic.
Ned Canty, General Director of Opera Memphis. Before we conclude tonight's program, Opera Memphis would like to thank its season sponsors, the Adams Foundation, Arts Memphis, the Tennessee Arts Commission, and the Hyde Family Foundations, as well as its show sponsors, Bancorp South, Club Windward, the Emmeline Boyer Kennebrew Memorial Fund, the Oak Tree Foundation, Dr. and Mrs. Charles Mansbach, Dr. William Falvey, and Mrs. Emily Woodside. Don Pasquale performs Saturday, March 31st and Tuesday, April 3rd. For tickets, call 257-3100 or visit operamemphis.org. I'm going to say that right, 257-3100. Now, as a special treat, we have a few members of the Memphis Youth Symphony Program, Sarah Nades, Selena Haley, Sam Nades, and Lydia Wilkins, under the direction of Jennifer Puckett. Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed this special broadcast live from the Clark Opera Memphis Center. We are 91.1 WKNO Memphis or 90.1 WKNP Jackson, NPR for the Mid-South. Coming up next is an evening of classical music. It's 8 o'clock.